Parshat B'Shalach. The few psukim at the beginning of Parshat B'Shalach, until Bnei Yisrael reach the banks of Yamsuf, the Mefarshim grapple with simple basic pshat. First, of course, is Rashi. Rashi questions in which exact directions did the Jews go? They turned aside in which way? I'd like to turn to an Abarbanel. In his She'ela Chet, his eighth question on the Parsha, he asks some basic fundamental questions. For what purpose did Hashem have Bnei Yisrael zigzag to trip Paro into thinking that he can muster up his nation to pursue Bnei Yisrael, and either his thoughts were to destroy them or return them as slaves to Mitzrayim. But perhaps more overriding, more salient of a question is, the Abarbanel asks, the entire justification of the Makot was to save Bnei Yisrael. That's that Paro and Mitzrayim should let Bnei Yisrael go. They are now out of harm's reach. They're safely gone from Mitzrayim. And it was a question of punishing Mitzrayim. Weren't they punished enough during the Makot? Why this continuation? Why to lead them up to abet them, they should chase after, pursue Bnei Yisrael, and end up being totally destroyed in Kriyat Yamsuf. Before relating to Abarbanel's explanation, just a few interesting asides. A, the Alshech. He explains in the Psukim that Paro's explanation was, Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim for Hashem's selfish ego covet. It's covet for Hashem. Once this was done, he abandoned Bnei Yisrael. See, he says to his nation, to Mitzrayim, they're lost. Let's bring them back home to Mitzrayim for their good. Because they will never survive. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know where they're going. Let them come back home to Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Bachai talks about the words used in the Torah is to mix up the Mitzrayim. They're running. They're escaping. They're going proudly, Biyad Ramah. It's all a puzzle, what's happening? Where are the Jews going and under what spirit are they traveling? The Oznaim LaTorah stresses that Paro worked diligently to induce his nation to chase after Bnei Yisrael. It wasn't something that they really wanted to do. Now let's go on to the Abarbanel's answer. Abarbanel says that Kriyat Yamsuf is a message to the entire world, not just to Bnei Yisrael, and not to Paro and his nation Mitzrayim, but that the entire world should know that God is there to save them. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yisrael Nosha Bashem, Bnei Yisrael relies upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teshuat Olamim. He's a savior of Klal Yisrael for the entire world, for all of eternity. Then the Sefer Da'at Chachamim quotes a Sefer called Mincha Belula, based upon a Zohar, on the words of Paro hikriv. What's hikriv? The Zohar explains, hikriv a paro et Yisrael lavim sheshamayim. Whether paro meant it or not, the actions of paro to bring Bnei Yisrael, to chase after Bnei Yisrael, is not just a simple pshat that made the Jews feel totally insecure. The Makot, what happened in Mitzrayim, impressed Bnei Yisrael, there is an omnipotent power. He can destroy, he could punish Mitzrayim for their sins. But what about the other side? What about protecting Bnei Yisrael directly and punishing the evil perpetrators for their attempt to destroy Bnei Yisrael? We're seeing as the focal, the center here, Bnei Yisrael. So if that's the case, Paro's action, his destruction brought hakrev. Hakrev et Bnei Yisrael to Hashem to see pure justice and the rescue. Retribution, reward, and punishment. But perhaps most poignant is the thought presented by the Rav. A fundamental principle of Judaism is the concept of reward and retribution. Both of them. God demonstrated that not only does he save, but he also punishes. Reward for Bnei Yisrael, retribution to the Rishoyim of Paro Mitzrayim. And the message, especially in today's modern Western society, it's liberalism. Oh yes, we pity the sufferers, the downtrodden. But we also feel empathy, benevolence for the evildoers. They too have suffered. And whatever way it might have happened, their history, their upbringing, their society, their culture, Habrachmanis of the Rishoyim, have pity upon them. And we know what Chazal say about that. The Torah is telling us clearly, undoubtedly, as the Rav states, God demonstrated that not only does he punish the undisguised evil which took place in Mitzrayim, but at Yamsu, but also the evil clothed in some false righteousness. Oh, the Jews promised only 3 days. They'll be coming back. They borrowed things. They're not returning. Or maybe, like we said before in the Mefarshim, we're really there to help them. In Egypt, the population was only punished with 10 plagues for enslaving the Jews. But at the Red Sea, everyone drowned. The message is, Yitamu chatoyim in haaretz. Get rid of the sins from this land. Urshoyim ein. No more. If we could say that, then we could end up by saying Halleluka. It's a message for Klal Yisrael, for Dor Doro to understand. It's a message for the entire world to understand clearly, straight, have clear vision that there must be also retribution along with the rescue.